विज्ञाय सकृतं क्रम विदेवा प्राहो प्रहश्यो गत विस्म एजमानं वस्तवो मदनो मरुतो देवभ्यो कृमितो न वल्ली मशिन्नमिवं कुरुद्यम् विज्ञाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग परफेक्टली सक्रा बाय इंद्रा कृतम कमिटेड अक्रमम द ऑफेंस अधिदेवा द ओरिजिनल पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड प्रह ही स्पोक प्रहश्व लफिंग गत विस्मया free from pride, ejamanam, to those who were trembling, mahavai, please have no fear, reho, O mighty one, madana, kupi, Maruta, O God of the wind, Deva Vadava, O wives of the demigods, Grahanita, please accept Naha from us, Balin, this gift. Ashanyam, not empty. Imam, this. Akrama, Kurudyam, please make. Translation and purport. The primeval Lord. Understanding the offense committed by Indra, did not become proud. Instead, he spoke laughingly as follows to Kupi and his followers, who you were trembling before him, do not fear. O mighty Madana, O wind god and wife of the demigods, rather, please accept this gift I am offering you and kindly sanctify my ashrama by your presence. Purport. The word gata vismaha or free from false pride is very significant. If one becomes proud by performing service, penance, such penance are considered material. One should not think, I am a great, austere personality. Sri Naranarayana could immediately understand the foolishness of Indra. And thus, he was amused by the whole situation. Kupi and the heavenly woman, understanding their great offense, were trembling before Naranarayana in fear of receiving a powerful curse. But the Lord exhibiting most sublime saintly behavior, resolved
them by saying, "My, don't worry about it." And actually offered them nice prasadam and articles of worship. "If you do not give me the opportunity to act as a host to the demigod and other respectable personalities," he said, "what will be the use of my ashrama? My ashrama will be void without the opportunity to receive respectable personalities such as you." Similarly, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is establishing beautiful centers in all the major cities of the world. In some of these centers, such as those in Los Angeles, Bombay, London, Paris, and Melbourne, the society has established very gorgeous preaching ashramas, where the Vaishnavas who live in this beautiful building feel that the buildings are void if guests do not come to hear about Krishna and chant his holy name. Thus, one may establish a beautiful ashrama not for one's personal sense gratification, but to execute Krishna consciousness peacefully and encourage others to take to Krishna consciousness also. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayini Gaurakatha Dhamdaya Nagargram Tarini. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschapade Dharine. Today we will discuss in presence of Melbourne Vasi Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, Radha Vallabha, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and all assembled Vaishnava Vaishnavis. So, last few days, couple of days, means 8 days past, every day recite one verse, isn't it here? Yeah. So only they are the witness we have started since long. One takes to first canto, one takes to now 11th canto, four chapters, text 8. So here, Naranarayan Rishi, still that he is reciting Vajrinarayan. There is one place in India, very exalted place. Out of four dhammas, Vajrinarayan is very famous. And Naranarayan Rishi, he is living little away from the residential area. Anyway, one of books, Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, I have read that, the nice katha about Naranarayan Rishi. That some of villages, one day they thought to approach that Rishi, Naranarayan. Nara means the human form. So, to approach that Nara, that person, Narayan, who always recites and attains the Narayana's lotus feet. Though is a form of Nara attaining Narayana lotus feet, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Naranarayan, incarnate being, human body. So villagers ask him, please come and have some talk about your Narayana, Krishna. Okay, well, I'll come. So once he came, and prior to start Krishna Katha, Narayana Katha, he asked all those audience, do you know Narayan Bhagavan, God? Please raise your hands. So everybody raised their hands. Yes. All of us know God. No, God. Narayan. Oh. Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you very much. That is. So everybody is looking at each other. What happened? Huh? He's supposed to speak, but he didn't speak anything. Okay. Again, next time they approach. Again he came. Again he asked the same question, but now the audience bit error and said, no one raised their hands. It's fine. You people don't know God, Krishna? No. Then what is the use to speak? You don't know anything about it. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you. Huh? After some time again, they went and approached, dear sir, please come today. Okay. Again he put up the same question. Now 50% raised hands, 50% not. And he said, they're the same thing, whether you know or don't know. That is just the same. Thank you. Then fourth time he came. He put up the same question. Now everybody is silent. Okay, so today I have to speak something about God, His incarnation, and how He comes and exhibits His pastime, how He lives. So I will tell today. So that way, Naranarayan Rishi started speaking about Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, from whom everything emanate, inanimate. So, audience are very happy to hear Krishna's topic, Krishna's pastime. So,
one should have that urge, inquisitive attitude to hear Krishna Katha, then somehow or other Krishna will reveal before him, either form of his literature, form of archa, vigraha, and have an opportunity to serve, hear and enjoy. Jigyashu Sreya Utyamam. Generally, inquisitive person who is searching for the absolute, they are that. Among men, they are the best person, Utyam, good person. In Bhagavad Gita, we can see a text. Generally, four kinds of pious men render devotion and service unto me. A distressed, desires of wealth, inquisitive, and he who is searching and searching the absolute. So inquisitive is trying to find out how is Krishna, what relation I have with him, how I can serve. So that way, in Adi Purana, Krishna told Arjuna, if somebody claims to be my devotee, or not my devotee, servant of my devotee, or factually my devotee, यो मे भक्ता जना है पार्थ न मे भक्ता चौते जना मद भक्तानं च ये भक्ता ते मे भक्ता मामथा मामथा मीन्स फैक्चुअली माय डिवोटी सो माय डिवोटी ओनली कैन स्पीक अबाउट मी and give some information about me. What I do, what is my nature, my activities, everything. Because I reveal only before my devotees, not to others. According to Vedic script, Vishnu, Krishna, reciting within every being, not only human being, all beings. Vaktaram jagatapashyam sarvaloko maheshwaram Suhridan sarva-bhutanam. If sarva-bhutanam is indicated, that I am living within all in sarva-bhutanam. Even Devadude Mahadev, I am living within him also. Suhridan sarva-bhutanam. Gyanta. Mam Shanti Mrichati. Yes. That I am only friend, only within everybody. If someone knows that I am within, then he can derive some peace, pleasure. Otherwise, very hard to get peace and pleasure
in my cosmic manifestation. Very difficult. Because that manifestation decorated in such a way, there I enjoy everything, duality, I enjoy cruelty, simplicity, purity, sanctity, everything I enjoy. So out of that, only my devotee, because they are very peaceful in mind, they always attain my lotus feet. Because they don't have any tendency to be proud, they are very humble, meek, submissive. That way, they always do in good conscience, Krishna conscience, and I relish the taste between my devotees. Though all living beings, Patna, Parsala, Vishnu, all beings are Vaishnava, it is not like that. Oh, I have got a chance to live in ISKCON campus, having opportunity to put tilak, tied up neck with some special dress like devotees. So very proud of it. That proud things will not help. So I am a Vaishnava, devotees, others are not. So I am preaching, asking, please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And the self don't know how to derive the happy, how to derive real happiness. Then cannot give others, cannot make others to be happy. So, being a real Vaishnava, devotee of Lord, devotee of Krishna, not very easy, those who Prabhupada provided. Prabhupada built a house where the whole world can live, do practice to become a devotee. Vaishnav hoite mor bada holo sar, trinadapi suni chena padilen bar. One may desire, like so one very humble devotee, he admitting that I desire to be Vaishnava, to hear Vaishnava katha, Vishnu katha, so glorious, so nice, but Mahaprabhu left the text, trinadapi suni chena taroro vistahismuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Only person humble state of mind can chant. Consider him lower than the straw on the street, can chant continuously. So that text very much of sattva to be devotee. So nice opportunities Srila Prabhupada provided all over the world. So one of the Melbourne temple, where such a wonderful devotee lives, courageous devotee, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, who sacrificed his life to help these earthly planets from famine, war and strife. He took, remember all the struggles. He patiently took. If really anybody wants to distribute his book, read and distribute, then he will be happy. Because those books reveal how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave pure love of Krishna. Without distinguishing high and low. Just Krishna upojyebe priti. If one will read this book, then only he will develop love of Krishna. Mahaprabhu exhibits his character, bhakta avatar, incarnate being, a devotee, incarnation, and acting just like an ordinary devotee. So sometimes Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he acts like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's characteristic as such, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is one text, because his character is very difficult to understand, not very easy, behaving like a simple human being, how come one will accept him? He is a Godhead. It's a very hard thing. So still Krishnadas Kaviraj, he composed a text in Chaitanya Charitamrita where described different characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether one will understand or not, bujhe vena bujhe ke ho, but keep on hearing, sunite sunite se ho. Ki adbhut Chaitanya Charit, how marvelous characteristic of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Krishna upojevet priti. Krishna upojevet priti. Bujive rase priti. Sunilei hoy hitodes. Hitodes means auspicious, mangal. Just one keep on hearing Mahaprabhu's character. So he will develop love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago gave pure love of Krishna, both the high and low. So Mahaprabhu distributed. Srila Prabhupada received, Narad Muni received, Srivas Pandit, being Narad Muni, he preached, being Saktavis Avatar. Saktavis Avatar, incarnation, meant business to preach,
main business to introduce Krishna and his activities. So Narad Muni, he distributed flowers without considering one intelligent human body, no. He distributed to everybody, for everybody. So that even a fallen, degraded condition can deliver to a higher plan. So, Prabhupada, he distributed this Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. He traveled around the globe extensively. Within 12 years, 16 times. And within this short period, he preached so much alone. Now, his dear followers, they are continuing this Krishna consciousness movement. How people in general will become good conscious, God conscious, Krishna conscious, instead of animal conscious. Animal conscious reveal eating, sleeping, matching and defending. Ahornidya. Vayavaitunanchva. Shamanametat. Pashuhi naranam. Dharmehitesham adhiko vishesha dharme nahina pashuhi samana. So, Nara as a human being can understand his original constitutional position, which an animal cannot. But being human being, you know, but propensities, animals. That way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he composed a nice song, nice information, suchak, he has given. Age of Kali, Kali Kukkara Mudgara Bhavadhan, Kukkara, Kukkara means dog. Mudgara Bhavadhan, the propensities, dog preferences, animal preferences. Only way to get rid of Harinama Mahosada Dana Param. Harinama Mahosada. Potitartha Dayartha Samurti Dharan. Samurti Dharan. Bhajavadra Mukanana Kunja Vidhum. I think time is over, So if everyone interested to make their life sublime, that follow the first steps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is reciting Gadrum Navadvip, the hidden forest. Only he can give, he can deliver, he can help from this
propensities, animal propensities. Godrum the Parabanapati, the king of the forest, hidden forest, and he kept him hidden, not revealed before everybody. That is accepted. But he empowered to preach his mission. His mission to introduce Krishna, Krishna's love. Love of Krishna. Love of God. Any question, comments? Suggestion?
Thank you very much for your nice talk. Why then resting and being still after knowing all these features? Still sometimes you feel very high, sometimes very low. So what is the cause of that?
You are asking me, no? So my realization that Krishna enjoyed this consequence. Krishna enjoyed this sequence. Because he is, you know, telling to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, we can see a text, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivistha Matya Sruti Jnanam Apahanancha. I like to give knowledge and take away the knowledge. I enjoy. So that way, Krishna enjoyed that. I believe. This is my understanding. He allowed somebody to have a lot of gratification of his time. He allowed. Okay, let him. Because he is independent, no? And he is independent, how come he can restrict to his son to be restricted? No, all of you have got independence. Can do whatever you like to do. So Krishna allowed. What to do? And enjoying, gratifying their senses without any restrictions.